I said to Ben Fordham, she obviously won't go now, but when this current crisis is over, she needs to make way for fresh eyes and a fresh thought process. She needs to go. Not now. She can't go now. That would send the wrong message to everyone, including you, Christopher. But when it's over, she's got to go. She's run out of ideas. She's running on empty. And she's been running on empty for quite some time. She closed down the northern beaches, as she should have, at the end of last year. She's got the same sort of problem with a different variant, the Delta variant, in the eastern suburbs. And somehow, those from the Liberal Party who reside in that lofty part of Sydney get an arm up Rebecca and say, oh, Gladys, you can't down there. Dear, oh, dear, we wouldn't be able to go to the opera, says Don Harwin. We wouldn't be able to do this. We wouldn't be able to do that. You can't close down the eastern suburbs. So let's jam it to the southwestern Sydney suburbs, you know, which are Labor strongholds anyway, and let's let them get the virus. I'm paraphrasing the conversations. Obviously, they didn't take place in that form, but that's how it looks. That's how it looks. I mean, for goodness sake, we have been dealing with this since March last year. And there's a way forward. It's called vaccination. I'll get to that in a moment. So she says, no, no one knows anything about that. The Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has done her best. And she must be exhausted. She's done her best, but I'm sorry, Gladys, in the last 6 to 8 weeks, it hasn't been good enough. We've forgiven you for Ruby Princess because that was in the early part of the virus. We've forgiven you for the mistakes that are made on the way through. But at the end of the day, the buck stops with you. Not with Hazard, not with Kerry Chant, not with Mick Fuller. The buck stops with you. You're the boss. I don't expect her to stand down in the middle of this crisis, but sometime this year, she must take a break and she must hand the reins to someone with a fresh outlook and a fresh approach. She blundered badly, but she didn't lock down the eastern suburbs after the Bondi cluster, as she did with the northern beaches. It was a giant-sized misstep. Now, others within Cabinet, who talk to me, are nervous about her leadership and recent bad calls, but they won't stand up. They'll leak to me and tell me that they think she should go, but they won't confront her at a Cabinet and crisis confidence meeting and say, closing down construction as you did is just stupid. These are people who work in the outdoor. Stopping people from mowing lawns is stupid. While allowing people to still gather as they've gathered at shopping centres and the like, which is necessary because the poor buggers have got to eat.